you very much indeed. Hello, I'm Alexander Armstrong, and welcome to Pointless, the show that makes big winners out of the lowest scorers. Let's meet today's players. And couple number one.
Hello, I'm Gary from Berkshire, and this is my friend Chris from Brentwood.
Couple number two.
Hi, Xander. I'm Maria. This is my son, Matthew. We're both from Horsham, West Sussex.
Couple number three.
Hi, I'm Amy. This is my friend Kat. I'm from Stanmore. Kat's from Bournemouth.
And finally, couple number four.
Hi, I'm Katie. This is my husband, Lee, and we're from Cleckheaton in West Yorkshire.
And these are today's contestants. Thanks very much, all of you. We'll find out more about you throughout the show as it goes along. So that just leaves one more person for me to introduce, piloting our journey today. So sit back and relax and expect some mild turbulence. It's my pointless friend, it's Richard.
Oh, yeah. Hi, everybody. Afternoon. Afternoon to you.
And to you.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent. We've got two returning pairs today on podium four where they were yesterday. We've got Katie and Lee, got through to the head-to-head, so they're going to be tough to beat. And Matt and Maria, they're on podium two. We got knocked out in the first round. Matt sort of got them knocked out, as Maria, I think, is reminding him. But hopefully see a little bit more about you today. Question one I really like today, because it's going to be very, very, very difficult for you.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
OK, looking forward to that. Thank you very much indeed. Now, Danny and Steve didn't win the jackpot last time, so we add another £1,000 to that. So today's jackpot starts off at £3,000. Right, if everyone's ready, let's play Pointless. OK, all you have to remember is that the pair with the highest score at the end of each round will be eliminated, so you just have to make sure that is not you. Our first category today is foreign literature. Foreign literature. Can you all decide in your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, and the question concerns novels in their original languages. Novels in their original languages, Richard.
On each pass, we're going to show you the names of seven famous novels, but we're going to give you their titles in the language in which they were written. So we know them by the English title, obviously. We're going to give you their titles in the language they were originally written. You just need to tell us those English titles, please. There's going to be seven on each pass, some of them quite difficult to pronounce, so you can look forward to that. 14 in all to have a go at home. Very best of luck to you. Very best of luck to you. Very best of luck to you.
Thank you very much indeed. OK, so we're looking for the English titles by which these foreign novels are known. And here's our first board of seven. We have got Die unendliche Gesichter, Michael Ende, La Casa de los Espíritus, Isabel Allende, Les Trois Mousquetaires, Alexandre Dumas, Die Blechtrommel, Günter Grass, Pippi Longstrump, Astrid Lindgren, Nes Nesetelna, Lukas Bitti, Milan Kundera, and Der Prozess, Franz Kafka.
Very good. This is my favourite bit of the show. You have to read them again now, don't you?
OK, this is going to be a little bit... It's going to be marginally better. Die Undeche Geschichte, Michael Ende, La Casa de los Espíritus, Isabel Allende, Les Trois Mousquetaires, Alexandre Dumas, Der Blechtrommel, Günter Grass, Pippi Longstrump, Astrid Lindgren, Nes Nesetelna, Lukas Bitti, Milan Kundera, and Der Prozess, Franz Kafka. There we are. Chris, welcome to Pointless. Chris, what do you do?
I'm both a tennis referee and a tennis coach.
Which do you prefer?
It depends who I'm coaching or which people I'm refereeing at the tournament.
Of course, that's the answer. So what sort of do you tournaments all over the country?
I travel around a lot of the country. Most of the tournaments I work at don't have umpires, so I walk around and keep good order.
Keep good order. I'm glad to hear it, Chris. Someone, Lord knows someone has to. So, obviously, hoping tennis comes up today.
That would be nice, especially.
Yeah. Now, Chris, these novels in foreign languages.
I'm very glad that we're going first, because there's only one I know the answer to. I'm going for the third one down. I'm hoping is the Three Musketeers.
Let's find out. Three Musketeers, is that right? How many people said it, if it is? It's right. 16. Quite a high score, but it has the great bonus of being correct.
Yeah, I'm quite a high score in the context of the game, but quite a low score in terms of... You would think that was quite an obvious answer, wouldn't you?
You would.
Trois Musketeers.
Yeah. Thank you very much indeed, Richard. Maria, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, Maria, remind us what you do.
I am formerly a WRVS Meals on Wheels service manager, but I got made redundant in March, so I'm in between jobs now.
What are you wanting to do?
Anything, really.
Oh, I tell you what, you've got to dream big in this world.
I'm still dreaming about it, probably won't.
OK, well, keep dreaming. And meanwhile, give us an answer here.
OK, I think I know one other. Pippi Longstocking, I think, the third one up.
OK, Pippi Longstrump. You're going to say Pippi Longstocking. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people say Pippi Longstocking. It's right. 37. Very well done.
It's written in Swedish, of course, Pippi Longstocking.
Thank you. Now, Kat, welcome.
Hello.
Kat, from Boreham Wood.
I am from Boreham Wood.
Kat, what do you do?
I'm a children's nurse.
Is that fun?
Pediatric staff nurse. It is, yes. At the minute, I'm working in a neonatal unit, so newborn babies and
That's
premature
nice.
Babies. Yeah.
Very good. And what do you get up to in your spare time? I hope you get a bit of spare time.
A little bit. Obviously, other than watching Pointless, I'm a huge Arsenal fan. So try and go to Arsenal whenever I can.
Good stuff. Now, novels, foreign languages.
The only two I knew have gone, I'm afraid.
Yeah, we're into fun territory here, aren't we?
So it's going to have to be a yes. I'm going to go for La Casa de los Espíritus. As the House of the Spirits.
The House of the Spirits. That comedy book, The House of the Spirits.
Yeah.
OK, let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said The House of the Spirits. Absolutely right, The House of the Spirits. Well, 37's our low score. You pass that. 7. Good work, Kat. It's not that hard, is it, you see?
It's only some translating. Imagine if you worked at the UN. Never get any work done. The Isabel Allende novel. Have you read it?
No.
I've not read it.
No.
I don't think it is a comic book.
I'm guessing not. Thanks very much indeed. Now, Lee. Lee, welcome back. Now, last time, head-to-head.
Yeah.
Oh, we wrongly identified a footballer. That was what it was. Anyway, listen, we'll put all that behind us. But you did very well, head-to-head. What do you make of this board? You are the last person to have it.
Been dreading it all the way through. There's two up there that I think I can still take a punt at. So possibly the top one, I think I know. But I'm going to go with the bottom one and hope that's The Godfather.
OK, you're going to go for The Godfather. Let's see, for Der Prozess. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said The Godfather. I'm sorry, Lee. I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you the maximum of 100 points. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Lee. Kafka didn't write The Godfather, but he did write The Trial, Der Prozess, and that would have scored you 7 points. Now, what would you have gone for the top one?
The English Patient.
Not The English Patient. That was written in English. This is The Never-Ending Story. 10 points for that. Der Blechtrommel. Do you know that Günter Grass
no.
novel? The Tin Drum.
Ah, right.
That would have scored you 6. And Milan Kundera, this is Czech. That... So you either have to know the novel or not.
We've been Nessun Sertel and Lukas Bitty.
Yeah.
I'm gonna guess The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
You are absolutely correct, yeah. That would have scored you 5 points.
That's not my knowledge of Czech.
No,
that's
I'm
just,
aware of that. That's your
knowledge
of Milan Kundera.
Thanks very much. We're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at the scores as they stand. 7, the best score of that pass, Kat. You and your languages, Kat. Very well done indeed. That's put you and Amy right at the top of the tree. Then we go up to 37, where we find Maria and Matt. Up to 60, where we find Chris and Gary. Then up to 100, I'm afraid. Lee and Katie are head-to-head as last time. So, Katie, you'll get first bite at the next board. So make sure you find a nice, low-scoring one there. And maybe that'll keep you in the game. Best of luck. We're going to come back down the line. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, we're going to put 7 more novels up on the board. And here they are. Or Alchimista, Paulo Coelho. Bracia Karamazovi, Fyodor Dostoevsky. Vojna I Mir, Leo Tolstoy, Der Tod in Venedig, Thomas Mann, Notre Dame de Paris, Victor Hugo, Il Nome della Rosa, Umberto Eco, and La Sombra del Viento, Carlos Ruiz Zafón. I'll read those all one last time. O Alchimista, Paolo Coelho, Bracha Karamazovi, Fyodor Dostoevsky, Vojna I Mir, Leo Tolstoy, Der Tod und Venedig, Thomas Mann, Notre Dame de Paris, Victor Hugo, Il Nome della Rosa, Umberto Eco, and La Sombra del Viento, Carlos Ruiz Zafón. Now, there we are. Remember, we're looking for the English titles by which these foreign language novels are most commonly known. Katie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Now, remind us what you do, Katie.
I'm a social worker for a local council.
That's right. And how did you and Lee get to know each other? How did you meet?
We met, a friend introduced us, and we've been together ever since.
How long have you been married?
We've been married since 2010.
Wonderful. Well, you did very, very well last time. That's a very tricky board.
I have absolutely no idea about any of them. I'm just going to have a guess and say the third one up is, say, Notre Dame in Paris.
Notre Dame in Paris, says Katie. Notre Dame in Paris. Let's see if that's right. No red line for you as you're the high scorers, but let's see how many people said Notre Dame in Paris. I'm sorry, Katie, I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Scores you the maximum of 100 points, takes your total up to 200.
Sorry, Katie, even for us that might be too simple. Yeah, that's not what the novel's known as in English. Sorry.
Thanks very much. Now then, Amy.
Hello, hi.
Welcome to the show. What do you do, Amy?
I'm a paediatric nurse as well. We met when Kat was working in the same ward as I still work at just down the road in Stanmore, and Kat's moved on.
What do you like getting up to in Stanmore, Amy?
Actually, Stanmore, I'm quite an avid viewer of rugby. I quite enjoy reading crime fiction, and I'm quite interested. I really enjoy 70s and 80s music, listening to. Been to a few concerts over the years, and I still enjoy doing that when I get a chance.
Excellent. Well, listen, I have great news for you. You are through to the next round. Doesn't matter what you score.
Phew.
but, you know, I think you might have a good answer up there.
Yes, I think I'm going to go the second one up and The Name of the Rose.
The Name of the Rose, Umberto Eco. No red line, as you're already through, but let's see how many people said The Name of the Rose. It's right. Twenty-six, very well done. 33, your total, the lowest total of the round.
Well played, Amy. Very good answer, yeah. If you like crime and murder mystery, it's a belter.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Matt, remind us what you do, Matt.
I'm a team leader at a bowling alley.
And what are your hobbies outside of the alley?
I really like rock music, so I go to quite a few gigs, and I love to travel. I've been quite a way around Europe and further abroad.
OK, when you're abroad, do you ever read novels in their original languages?
Unfortunately not, no. I don't know any of them by the books. I'm just going to have a punt. I'm going to go for the top one and say The Alchemist.
The Alchemist. The Alchemist. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It is right. 10. 47 is your total. Very well done.
Yeah, one of the best-selling books in the world, The Alchemist, written in Portuguese, Brazilian Portuguese.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Welcome. Gary, what do you do?
I mostly help with the care of my mother, but I'm a colour scientist in the decorative coatings industry.
A colour scientist? That's fun. What, so it's in paint, do you say? That sort of...
Yeah, I literally watch paint dry for a living. So.
Good stuff. OK, Gary, what do you do in your spare time? What are your hobbies?
Well, I know Chris... because we're both members of the Association of British Tennis Officials. So I stand like that.
You stand like that and go, oh! Yeah. Anyway, listen, the good news, you're through, Gary. You're through.
That's great news. Thank you.
That board is all yours.
Well, obviously, I knew the two that had gone. But working down the brothers Karamazov, then I would guess at War and Peace from Tolstoy. The Toad in Venice, but that's not right. Hunchback of Notre Dame is the Victor Hugo book. I'll go for the Brothers Karamazov.
The Brothers Karamazov, says Gary. Let's see if that's right. And if it is, let's see how many of our 100 people said it. No red line, you're already through. It's right. Good answer. 14. Very well done. 74, your total.
Yeah, well played, Gary. Very good answer. You took us through the board quite nicely as well. You're absolutely right about War and Peace. Vojna I Mir, Tolstoy. Would have scored you 19 points. It isn't the Toad in Venice, which is Beatrix Potter. This is...
Death in Venice.
Yeah, very different book. 13 points. The Hunchback of Notre Dame is absolutely right. Bigger score, though, 51 for that. And the last one, do you know that book? It was a big hit.
Shadow of the Wind.
Shadow of the Wind. Yeah, it would have scored you 4 points.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So, at the end of our first round, I'm sorry to say the pair, they were our head-to-headers last time. And I'm afraid they're leaving at the end of the first round this time. Katie and Lee, I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to you so soon, but it's been great having you on the show, both shows. Thanks very much for playing.
Thank you.
But for the remaining three pairs, it's now time for round two. So, three pairs remain. Obviously, at the end of this round, we'll be saying goodbye to another pair. Well, best of luck to all three pairs. Our category for round two today is... Sporting Awards. Sporting Awards. Can you all decide on your pairs who's going to go first, who's going to go second? And whoever's going first, please step up to the podium. OK, let's find out what the question is. Here it comes. We gave 100 people 100 seconds to name as many honoured BBC Sports Personality of the Year winners as they could. As many honoured BBC Sports Personality of the Year winners. Richard.
Yeah, we're looking for anyone who's won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year from 1954 all the way through to 2013 who has been made a knight or a dame by the Queen. So any sirs or dames who have won the BBC Sports Personality of the Year. Obviously, they could have received that award after they won this.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, so, Gary.
Yeah, I'm going to say Sir Henry Cooper, I think.
Sir Henry Cooper, says Gary. Sir Henry Cooper, let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It is right. Very well done indeed, Gary. 6 for Henry Cooper. Great answer there.
Very strong answer. Yeah, he won in 1967 and 1970, and he was knighted in 2000.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Matt.
Hello.
Hello.
I am going to go for Steve Redgrave.
Steve Redgrave, says Matt. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it, if it is. Absolutely right.
Well played, Matt. He won it in 2000 after his fifth consecutive Olympic gold and was knighted in the 2001 New Year's Honours list.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Kat.
That would have been my answer, so I'm thinking I'm going to go for Kelly Holmes.
Kelly Holmes, says Kat. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said Kelly Holmes. Well, 18's our high score, 6 are low. You pass 18. 16, well done. 16 for Kelly Holmes.
Another good answer, yeah. Another very similar story to Steve Redgrave, actually. He's won 2 goals in Athens, won BBC Sports Personality of the Year and was made a dame in the New Year's Honours list of 2005.
Thanks very much. Well, we're halfway through the round. Let's take a look at those scores. 6, the best score of that pass. Very well done, Gary. Then up to 16, where we find Kat and Amy. Up to 18, Matt and Maria. You're not too far ahead, Maria, but a nice low score will keep you in the game, so good luck. We're going to come back down the line now. Can the second players please step up to the podium? OK, so we're looking for anyone awarded a BBC Sports Personality of the Year award who has also received a knighthood or a damehood from the Queen. Now, Amy...
Someone might have... Well, it's easy to say, isn't it? Someone might have actually gone, so I'm just going to have to go with Sir Chris Hoy.
Chris Hoy, says Amy. Chris Hoy. Now, ideally, you'll score 1 or less to avoid becoming the new high scorers. We'll see. Anyway, there is your red line. Chris Hoy, is it right? How many people said it, if it is? It's right. 15. 15 takes your total up to 31.
Another good answer and another similar story. Won 3 golds in 2008 Olympics. It's BBC Sports Personality of the Year and then, knighted in the 2009 New Year's Honours list.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, Maria, you have a target here. You have to score 12 or less. 12 or less. How are you feeling about this?
Terrible. I only had two answers in my head and they've both gone. And now I've gone completely blank. I know her surname's Radcliffe or something. Laura Radcliffe. I know it's wrong, but...
OK, Laura Radcliffe, say...
Paula. It's Paula. It's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Laura Radcliffe, I have to take. I'm sorry. Well, let's see what the column says to Laura Radcliffe. There's your red line. Yeah. Sorry, Maria. An incorrect answer there, as I think you knew. That scores you 100 points. Takes your total up to 118.
Yeah, sorry, no Dame Laura Radcliffe, I'm afraid. Although we could launch a campaign, couldn't we? Actually, there might be a Dame Laura Radcliffe, for all I know.
There might be. We have just made her day. She's probably sitting in the Dames Club.
Drinking a pint. They've only gone and mentioned me on pointless. Oi, Dame Judy. Listen, oi. Oi,
hey! Oi, they've only just mentioned me on the,
Didn't they? The geezer! And the other geezer sits at his desk. That geezer.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, Chris, you're through. This is good news.
It is good news that we're through, yes. Mm-hmm. Quite a few decent answers have gone. I think he was one of the first, if not the first winner. So I'm going to go with Christopher Chataway.
Christopher Chataway says Chris. Let's see if that's right. No red line viewers, you're already through. But let's see how many people said Christopher Chataway. It's right. I suspect this will be a low score. Well, 6 has been our lowest score of the round so far, and that was... There we are. That was Gary's 3. Very well done indeed. 9 is your total.
That's a great answer, Gary. Well done. Gary and Chris are good, aren't they?
They are good.
Yeah, they're very good. And you're right. He won the very first Sports Personality of the Year. He was actually knighted for services to aviation.
Fantastic.
Shall I go through the rest of the
the
answers?
Yes.
There's no pointless answers at all. There's a couple of answers that would have beaten Chris Chataway, and they are Nick Faldo and Jackie Stewart. Both of those would have scored you 1 point. Well done if you said either of those. There's only 12 answers in all. Another answer that would have beaten Chris Chataway is Ian Botham, who would have scored you 2 points. You'd have got 5 points for Mary Peters and for Stirling Moss. Sebastian Coe is a Lord and a Sir. He would have scored you 11. And we've heard all the others apart from the very top answer, which is Bradley Wiggins. And Bradley Wiggins would have scored you 26 points.
Thanks very much indeed, Richard. So at the end of our second round, the pair heading home with our high score of 118, Maria and Matt. But I'm sorry we have to say goodbye to you so soon. But thanks very much for playing, Maria and Matt.
Thank you.
But for Kat and Amy and Gary and Chris, it's now time for our head-to-head. Congratulations, Kat and Amy, Gary and Chris. You're now one step closer to the final and a chance to play for our jackpot, which currently stands at £3,000. There it is. So we have to decide who's going to play for that money, and obviously we're going to do that by making you go head-to-head, the difference being you can now confer before you give your answers. First pair to win 2 questions. We'll be playing for the jackpot. Well, our 2 new pairs. You've seen off both the returning pairs. Very, very well done indeed. Really strong performance, actually, from both. I mean, Kat... Good bit of reasoning there. Stood you in very good stead in the first round. And nice, consistent low scoring in the second round. Seen you as our low scoring pair. Gary and Chris, there's been some moments of brilliance from you as well. So, I think now you can confer. This is going to be very close. Best of luck to both pairs. Let's play the head-to-head. Well, here comes your first question, and it concerns actors in prosthetics. Actors in prosthetics.
I'm going to show you 5 pictures now of actors wearing prosthetics for film roles. Can you name the actors, please?
OK, let's reveal our 5 actors, and here they are. We have got A, B, C, D, and E. There we are, 5 actors in prosthetics. Kat and Amy, you've been our low scorers so far, so you will go first.
Okay. D is, what's her name? I'm 100% sure, yeah?
I'm going to say Philip Seymour Hoffman for E.
Philip Seymour Hoffman for E. OK, now, Gary and Chris, the board is yours. Do you fancy talking us through it?
Well, we thought that might be Truman Capote's Philip Seymour Hoffman. The only other one we know for certain is Robin Williams from Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think most people would know that
one. Yeah. We think Robin Williams won't win. B, the lips look a bit like Melanie Griffiths, so we're going to have to go for B and have a guess at Melanie Griffiths.
So you're going to go for Melanie Griffiths for B. So, Kat and Amy, you've gone for Philip Seymour Hoffman. Let's see if that's right, and if it is, let's see how many people said that for E. Nope. I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer. Which means, Gary and Chris, you merely have to be correct when you say that B is Melanie Griffiths. And if you are, you will win the point. Let's see if it's right. Nope. You should have gone for Robin Williams. Anyway, there we are.
They were right.
After one question, it's nil-nil.
Yeah, I tell you what, though, how much does E look like Philip Seymour Hoffman?
I was sure it was.
Me too. I'll tell you who it is. Playing J. Edgar Hoover is Leonardo DiCaprio. Would have scored you 14 points.
Wow.
How about that? Take a look at the rest. A is Billy Crystal in Princess Bride. Scored you one. Now, B, she won an Oscar for her role in this film as Eileen Wuornos in Monster, and it's Charlize Theron. Would have scored you 27 points. C is Robin Williams. Would have won you the point, but it's a big scorer. 84. And D, do you know D?
Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter, yeah. Would have scored you 37.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, here comes your second question. Gary and Chris, you'll answer first this time. It concerns years of the 20th century ending in zero. Years of the 20th century ending in zero, Richard.
Yeah, I'm going to give you five clues now, the answers to which are all years of the 20th century ending in zero. Can you give us those years, please?
OK, let's reveal our five clues, and here they come. We've got Birth of John Lennon, the first Glastonbury Festival, the first episode of Coronation Street aired on ITV, Amy Johnson makes her first solo flight from England to Australia, and the first Formula One World Championship race held at Silverstone. I'll read those all again. Birth of John Lennon, first Glastonbury Festival, first episode of Coronation Street aired on ITV, Amy Johnson makes her first solo flight from England to Australia, and the first Formula One World Championship race is held at Silverstone. Gary and Chris, you go first.
What one has to be 40?
Yeah, that's definitely.
What other one do you need?
Coronation Street is 60. We're going to go with Birth of John Lennon, 1940.
1940, say Gary and Chris, 1940. Now, Kat and Amy.
We're going to go first episode of Coronation Street, 1960.
1960. Say Kat and Amy. So we have 1940 versus 1960. Gary and Chris said 1940. Let's see if that's right for John Lennon's birth. It is. ...36. Kat and Amy, meanwhile, have gone for 1960 for the first episode of Coronation Street. Let's see if that's right. It is right. 53. Well done. We have a score. After two questions, Gary and Chris, you are up 1-0.
Yeah, the two biggest scorers on the board, actually. Let's take a look at the rest. First Glastonbury Festival, when do you reckon that was?
70.
70, yep. Would have scored you 20 points. Amy Johnson makes her solo flight.
Have to be 1930.
1930. That would have scored 18 points. And the best answer on the board, the Formula One World Championship race held at Silverstone, was 1950. Would have scored you 9 points.
Thank you very much indeed. OK, so here comes your third question. Kat and Amy, you have to win this one to stay in the game, but you get to answer it first, so good luck. It concerns Oasis songs. Oasis songs.
I'm going to show you five titles now of Oasis hit singles, but all in anagram form. Can you unscramble them and give us the best answer?
OK, let's reveal our five anagrams, and here they come. A Drown Well, 1995. Stigma Homies, 1995. Can't Broaden Kink Logo, 1996. Toilet Gout, 2000, and Revolve Fire, 1994. I'll read those all again. A Drown Well, 1995. Stigma Homies, 1995. Can't Broaden Kink Logo, 1996. Toilet Gout, 2000, and Revolve Fire, 1994. Kat and Amy, you will go first.
Yeah, we're going to go for the bottom one, Live Forever.
Live Forever. Live Forever, say Kat and Amy. Now, Gary and Chris, over to you.
We think the top one's Wonderwall.
Yeah. But our answer is the third one, which is Don't Look Back in Anger.
OK, Don't Look Back in Anger. Don't Look Back in Anger. OK. Kate and Amy have gone for Live Forever. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. It's right. Good answer, six. That's the kind of low score you needed there. Now, Gary and Chris have gone for Don't Look Back in Anger. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. It's right. Close. But Kat and Amy, very well done. You're back in the game after three questions. It's one all.
Well played. There's a couple of answers out there that would have beaten Live Forever, though. Wonderwall wouldn't have done. Wonderwall's the highest scorer, the top one there. Would have scored you 46. Stigma Homies is Some Might Say. Would have scored you 3 points. And the best answer, Toilet Gout, is Go Let It Out. 1 point. Very well done if you got that one.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, here comes your fourth question. This is the decider. Whoever wins this goes through to the final and plays for the jackpot. Best of luck to both pairs. It concerns Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln, Richard.
Yep, I'm going to show you five clues to facts now about Abraham Lincoln. Whoever gives us the most obscure answer is going through to play for the jackpot.
Thanks very much indeed. OK, let's reveal our five clues, and here they come. State where Lincoln was born, the actor who won his third Oscar for his portrayal of Lincoln in the 2012 film, the man who assassinated Lincoln at Ford's Theatre in 1865, the party he represented as president, and the city where the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in 1922. I'll read those again. The state where Lincoln was born, the actor who won his third Oscar for his portrayal of Lincoln in the 2012 film, the man who assassinated Lincoln at Ford's Theatre in 1865, the party he represented as president, and the city where the Lincoln Memorial was dedicated in 1922. Now, Gary and Chris will go first.
Mark's booth.
Yeah.
Do you know him? Yeah, I know Daniel Day-Lewis and the Lincoln Memorials in Washington.
John Wilkes Booth, yeah.
Okay. We know a few of them, but we think the lowest one is going to be the man who shot him in the theatre, and we think that was John Wilkes Booth.
John Wilkes Booth, say Gary and Chris. Now, Kat and Amy, it's over to you.
Talk us
through the board.
We only know the actor who won his third Oscar for his portrayal of Lincoln is Daniel Day-Lewis.
Is that the one you're going to submit?
Yeah.
OK, Daniel Day-Lewis. We have John Wilkes Booth versus Daniel Day-Lewis. Gary and Chris said John Wilkes Booth. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said it. There we are. Absolutely right. Eight for John Wilkes Booth. Kat and Amy have gone for Daniel Day-Lewis. Let's see if that's right. Let's see how many people said that. He's right.
Wait.
24. Very well done, Gary and Chris. After four questions, you're through to the final, 2-1.
Yeah, well played, gents. The only chance of beating that score would be if you've got the state. 50-1 shot?
New Hampshire.
Not New Hampshire, 50-1 shot? I will be here all day. It's Kentucky. Kentucky was the answer there. Would have scored you 2 points. That's a terrific answer if anyone got that at home. The party you represented, he was a Republican. Would have scored you 13. And the city is obviously Washington. That would have scored you 26.
Thank you very much indeed. So the pair leaving us at the end of this round are Kat and Amy. The good news is we get to see you again. Otherwise, we'd have gone through to the final. That would have been it. But we'll look forward to seeing you again next time. Kat and Amy, thanks very much for playing. But for Gary and Chris, it's now time for our pointless final. Congratulations, Gary and Chris. You've fought off all the competition and you have won our coveted pointless trophy. You now have a chance to win our pointless jackpot, and at the end of today's show, the jackpot stands at £3,000. Well, you've done incredibly well. Incredibly well. So round two in particular was a fantastic round for you. Well, as always, you get to choose your category from the four we put up on the board. Let's hope there's something up there you like the look of. Today's selection is piano-playing songwriters, royal birth, deaths and marriages, young American actresses and literary awards.
Piano-playing songwriters? It's the only one that interests me.
Yeah, you're happy with the songwriters?
Yeah.
OK, piano-playing songwriters?
Yep, why not?
That's what it is.
OK, we are looking for any studio album that reached the UK Top 75 by any of the following. So, any UK Top 75 album by Elton John, any UK Top 75 studio album by Tori Amos, or any UK Top 75 studio album by Tom Waits. And that is up to April 2014. Very, very best of luck.
Thanks very much indeed. Now, as always, you've got up to 1 minute to come up with three answers, and all you need to win that jackpot is for just one of those answers to be pointless. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
OK, let's put 60 seconds up on the clock. There they are. Your time starts now.
OK, well, you can forget Tori Amos and Tom Watts for me. Do you know any? So, Elton John, if we go way back, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Caribou, Ice and Fire, there's one just called Elton John, isn't it, with him on the cover?
Really?
Which is a place. Did he do Live at Yankee Stadium? Was that released as an album? More recently, well, definitely Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, I suppose, and Caribou.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember if Ice and Fire was an album or I'm sure it was an album.
It was an album. Yeah.
Do you know any?
We get three goes. Should we go
with Ice and Fire? OK. So, Caribou's the least likely, I guess.
I think that's quite a decent
answer. 10 seconds left.
There was another one. The name of the studio is where we recorded it.
Is it
Discovery
or
where?
OK, that is your time up. I'm going to need three answers from you. What are you going to give me?
OK, well, we're going all for the Elton John ones.
OK.
Ice and Fire.
Ice and Fire.
Caribou.
Caribou.
And Goodbye Yellow Brick.
And Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. Now, of those three, which is your best shot at a pointless answer, do you think?
Caribou, I should.
Caribou will pop last. Least likely?
Goodbye Yellow
Brick Road will put first. OK, let's pop those answers up on the board in that order then, and here they are. We have got Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Ice and Fire, and Caribou. Well, very, very best of luck. Three good answers up on the board there. Your first answer was Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. You thought this was probably not that likely to be pointless. But remember, only one of these has to be pointless for you to win that £3,000 jackpot. What would you do with £3,000? Chris, to you first.
I'd like to go on holiday with my wife. Quite a long holiday. Definitely going to Australia, as it's somewhere we've always wanted to go.
Excellent. Gary?
With my father, we care for my mother, and my dad does a fantastic job, and he deserves a respite treat of some sort.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope at least one of these answers up on the board there wins that jackpot for you. Let us find out. For £3,000, how many people said Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, an Elton John Top 75 album? It's right. Well, if this goes all the way down to zero, you will leave here with £3,000. Goodbye Yellow Brick Road now taking us down through the 20s into the teens. Will it go into... Ooh, not quite. 12. It's a good score.
Yes, we got one right.
You got at least one right. Sadly, not yet a pointless answer. So only two more shots at today's jackpot. Your next answer was Ice and Fire. Again, we were looking at Elton John albums. If it's right, if it's pointless, it will win you £3,000. Let's see how many people said Ice and Fire. Ooh, I'm afraid that's an incorrect answer, which means you only have one more shot at today's jackpot. Everything now rides on Caribou. Your third and final answer, the one you thought was probably the most likely to be pointless. Let's find out for £3,000. How many people said Caribou? Is it pointless? It's right. Well, your first answer, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, took us all the way down to 12. Your second answer, Ice and Fire, was incorrect, but Caribou now taking us down into single figures. Down it goes, still going down, down! One! I can't believe it. One. Unfortunately, I'm afraid, though, you didn't manage to find that all-important, pointless answer, so I'm afraid you don't win today's jackpot of £3,000. That will roll over onto the next show. But you've done such a good job on the show. You can hold your heads high and take away a pointless trophy. Very, very well deserved, each of you. Thank you very much. Well done.
It can be a cruel game sometimes, guys. I'm so sorry. You played terrifically throughout. One point is a shocker as well, and it's about to get a lot worse as well. You said Ice and Fire. I'm sure it's an album you've got. Go home and have a proper look at it. It's called Ice on Fire. It's called Ice on Fire, I'm afraid. Worse than that, I'm afraid, was a pointless answer as well. We've got to be sticklers, but that's really, really unlucky. I'm so sorry, guys. It's a good category for you as well. You're also going to know a load of these Elton John albums. I'm sure of it. Let's take a look at some of them. You could have had the album that Rocket Man comes from, Honky Chateau, as a pointless answer. Made in England, Sleeping with the Past, as another number one album. Sacrifice came from that. To the Diving Board from last year. You could have had Breaking Hearts. You could have had Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. That was a pointless answer, unbelievably. Peachtree Road as a pointless answer. Red Strikes Back, The Captain and the Kid, The Fox, The One, Too Low for Zero, Tumbleweed Connection, Victim of Love. All of those were pointless answers. There's lots of stuff out there. Well done if you got one of those. And of course, Ice on Fire was a pointless answer. Let's not talk about that anymore. Let's look at Tori Amos. Abnormally Attracted to Sin was a pointless answer, which unfortunately means you can't use it for your autobiography. It's been taken. Night of Hunters, Strange Little Girls, The Beekeeper. Before we move to Tom Waits, you're a big, big Tom Waits fan, aren't you? Do you want to have a go at a couple?
I would say Real Gone.
Real Gone is a pointless answer.
Bone Machine.
Bone Machine, also a pointless answer. Yeah. Very well done. Good. Although, if I might say, it's slightly rubbing it into the guy.
Sorry. Sorry.
Let's take a look at a couple more for Tom Waits. A couple you said there, and also Alice and Frank's Wild Years. Well done if you've got any of those at home. Guys, we've seen some unlucky performers in our time. You rank amongst them, but thank you so much for coming along. You've been fantastic throughout.
Thanks very much. Echo everything Rich has just said. Well, unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to you, Chris and Gary. It's such a shame after only one show. I mean, it'd been great to have had you back for another shot at that jackpot. We've loved having you on. You've done so well. But Chris and Gary, very, very well done indeed. Great contestants. Well, Gary and Chris didn't win our jackpot today, which means it rolls over onto the next show and we will be playing for £4,000. Join us then to see if someone can win it. Meanwhile, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.